Malone stood under the shade of tall poplars. He was waiting for Cassiopeia to tell him what nobody else knew. Why did you allow de Roquefort to have Lars Nell's notebook?
Because it's useless.
I thought it contained the key to everything.
Some of it is true, but it's not the key to anything. Lars created it just for the Templars.
Would Claridon have known that?
Probably not.
Well, how do you know this?
Henrik was aware. Lars never spoke of the details, but he told Henrik of his encounters with the Templars. On occasion, he actually believed he was speaking to the Order's master. But eventually, de Roquefort entered the picture. He was more aggressive, less tolerant. So Lars created the notebook for de Roquefort to focus on.
Would the Templar master have known this?
Hard to say. But if he sent the notebook to Stephanie, it's possible the master calculated that de Roquefort would again chase it. He apparently wanted Stephanie involved, so what better way than to bait her with something irresistible?
Smart, he had to admit.
And it worked. The master surely felt Stephanie would use her considerable resources to aid the quest, she said.
He didn't know Stephanie. Too stubborn. She'd try it on her own first.
But you were there to help.
Lucky me.
Oh, it's not that bad. We never would have met otherwise.
Like I said, lucky me.
So now, the quest is back on, and this time, there may well be somewhere to go. He waited for her to explain. We have the book with the gravestone, and we also have Reading the Rules of the Caridad. And that's not the only recorded image. Today, I've already found one through the internet. Together, we might actually be able to determine what Sonier found, since we're the first to have so many pieces of the puzzle.
You're that confident there's something to find.
She swept her arms toward the distant outline of the Pyrenees. It's out there, no question. Sonier found it. We can too.